Good morning. My name is Samuel, and I will be your assistant during the conference. I would like to welcome you to the conference for financial results of the third quarter 2014 of the Argos Group. All lines have been muted so as to avoid any background noise. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question and answer session. If you wish to ask any questions, please press the asterisk key followed by one on your phone. Thank you. I will now give the floor to Mr. Sebastián Velázquez. You can begin, Mr. Velázquez. Good morning. This is Sebastián Velázquez, Investor Relations Director. Thank you for your participation in this call, where we'll be discussing the results of the Argos Group for third quarter 2014. I am here with José Alberto Vélez, President of the Argos Group, Ricardo Sierra, Financial Vice President, and Camilo Abello, Vice President of Corporate Affairs. We remind you that in this teleconference, we will analyze the main financial figures of the report that was sent yesterday, and additionally, we will share with you the facts and relevant information of the business of Argos Group. At the end of this call, we will have a room for questions. This teleconference is being translated into English simultaneously. However, please remember that all our communications, as well as any results, reports, relevant information, and presentations are published in both Spanish and English in our investors portal at www.grupoargos.com. On this same website, we have made available the presentation that we will be following during the teleconference. To download it, please go to the section Financial Information, Información Financiera, and then the Reports section, where you may find during in the third quarter a file called Presentation 3T2014. I will now give the floor to Mr. José Alberto Vélez. Good morning to all. Thank you for being here with us and for allowing us to share with you the main progress and challenges of our group. During the third quarter of the year, the Argos Group continued making progress in the different business, reaching positive results that consolidate our growth and confirm the advantages of our strategy of maintaining sustainable and diversified investments in sectors of the economy that contribute with the progress and development of countries, such as cement, energy, and the real estate sector. In the cement business, Argos continued with good dynamics in the markets where it operates, highlighting the excellent performance of the United States Regional Division and the expansion plan of the Sogamoso plan. In the energy business, Celsia gave the first step in its internationalization process with the acquisition of assets from GDF Suez in Panama and Costa Rica. On the other hand, developing business continue to make progress in their strategic plans, especially with investments in properties for rent destined to the real estate business and the improvement and construction of new port facilities. As to non-financial results, during the third quarter of the year, the Stock Exchange of Colombia once again granted the IR recognition to the Argos Group thanks to the voluntary adoption of the best practices on disclosure of information and investor relations. It is worth pointing out that both Cementos Argos and Celsia, subsidiaries of the Argos Group, are also part of the list of issuers that received this recognition. Likewise, during this month of September, the firm Robeco Sam announced that the Argos Group remains in the Dow Jones Global Sustainability Index. This index examines the performance of environmental factors, social factors, and corporate governance, as well as assessing financial aspects as stock capitalization, among others. The Argos Group reaches this recognition for the second consecutive year and is one of the 319 companies in the world that are part of the global index. This recognition reaffirms our commitment with sustainability as a fundamental pillar of our corporate strategy. We register that our subsidiary, Cementos Argos, is likewise a part of the Dow Jones Global Sustainability Index for the second consecutive year, and additionally is a part of the Emerging Countries Index along with other 86 companies. In turn, our subsidiary Celsia satisfactorily advanced its rating from Robeco Sam, but it is not yet a part of the emerging countries index. On the other hand, and reflecting our commitment for seeking mechanisms for social development for the benefit of farmer families within the framework of the post-conflict of Colombia, a few days ago they announced the transformation of the afforesting activity of Argos in the municipality of Carmen de Bolívar to organize it as a peace laboratory. This new identity that is being constituted will have 6,600 hectares of land in this municipality, including 1,100 hectares of forest cultivations and the capital resources in the financial fund. During the month of September, we had a successful placement of ordinary bonds for 1,000 million pesos, receiving from the market an over demand equivalent to 2.5 times the offered amount. These resources have allowed us to optimize our capital structure, going from a total duration of the debt of 1.6 years to 6.3 years and grant us greater financial flexibility. Continuing with our financial results, which maintain their positive progress, these are shown in slides 4 and 11. Therein, you can observe the most relevant figures of the consolidated financial statements and the explanatory graphs for the behavior of revenues, EBITDA, and net profits. Beginning in slide 4, by third quarter 2014, the revenues, the consolidated revenues of Grupo Argos were close to 6.6 thousand million pesos, a growth into the third quarter 2013 of 18%. In this slide, we have included a pro forma analysis of the results, where we exclude the effects of divestitures in shares and non-recurring transactions mentioned in previous opportunities. In the case of consolidated revenues, the pro forma growth was 14%. The consolidated EBITDA of Argos Group totalized approximately 1.7 thousand million pesos for a growth of 13%, whereas the EBITDA margin was at 25%. Consolidated net profits of the company amounted to 332 thousand million pesos, increasing by 73% in respect to the same quarter of this previous year. It's important to point out that during the quarter that divestments were made in ordinary shares and preferred shares of the Sura Group, which represented an extraordinary profit close to 30,000 million pesos. Excluding non-recurring effects, the increase in net profits was 7.5%. Going now to slide number 9, you can see the consolidated balance sheet. The closure of September 2014, assets amounted to 31.8 thousand million pesos and grew by 16% in relation to December 2013. On the other hand, liabilities total 11 thousand million pesos and equity amounts to 30.8 thousand million pesos, growing by 11%. Before talking about the individual financial results, we remind you that, as well as in the previous reports, along with the results and the presentation, you have been sent an explanatory detail that seeks to further analyze the individual financial statements. The information that was sent contains an explanation of revenues by third quarter 2014 versus 2013, and it explains the dividends and participations accounts, income by equity method, and income by investment sales. On the other hand, in the same document, we analyze the operating expenses and the equity method. All the above with the purpose that you can understand the most important elements that are reflected in the individual figures of the company. In slide number 10, you can see a summary of the individual statements. In the first quarter 2014, the revenues of Argos Group amount to 632,000 million pesos, growing by 66%. The pro forma growth is 16%. The individual EBITDA reached 322,000 million pesos, growing by 25% in relation to the same quarter 2013. Pro forma growth is 20%. In the next slide, we can see the main figures of the individual balance sheet of Grupo Argos. Individual assets amount to 17.1 thousand billion pesos, growing by 11% in relation to December 2013. On the other hand, liabilities are at 2,000 millions and growing by 16.6%, whereas equity totals 15.1 thousand million with an increase of 10%. Let's now go to the results of the cement business in slide number 12 and 15. Argos presents a solid third quarter, positively contributing to the accumulated results of 2014. We want to highlight the important growth of the United States Regional Division and the consolidation of the recently acquired operations in Florida, Honduras, and French Guiana. Likewise, the company continues to achieve important operating efficiencies in the three regional divisions. As a part of its expansion plan and seeking greater operative efficiency, Cementos Argos announced during the third quarter the setting into operation of the construction of the project for a modern and efficient cement production line in Sogamoso with a capacity of 2.3 million tons per year. This project will allow to meet the growing demand in the center of the country and will offer a reconversion to more efficient technologies. In the Colombia Regional Division, the competitive situation in the northern coast temporarily affected the growth of volumes in the cement business. However, in the last few months, we've managed to recover the leadership position in this area of the country. Taking this into account, it's important to point out that by the third quarter of the year, we had a 3% growth in cement volumes and 5% growth in concrete volumes as compared with the same period, 2013. In the United States Regional Division, we once again have exceptional performance, exceeding the expectations for recovery of the North American market. During the first 9 months of the year, the regional division presented an EBITDA of $26.5 million, which represents an increase of 173% when compared with the same period, 2013. These increases are a product of the greater volumes reached both organically as through the consolidation of the Florida operation and the increase in prices that occurred during the year. The Caribbean and Central American Regional Division presents satisfactory results. We can point out the consolidation of the Honduras and French Guiana operations, as well as the improvement of the EBITDA margin in Honduras and Panama, thanks to an important cost improvement plan, the use of alternative fuels, and the reduction in energy costs. As to exports, the cement and clinker volumes accumulated by September recorded a reduction of 31% as compared with the same period 2013. This situation is mainly explained by the reduction of clinker volumes shipped to cement operations that serve the Panama Canal. In total figures, Argos commercialized during the first 9 months of the year 8.3 million cubic meters of concrete, representing a growth of 17.5%, and 9.3 million tons of cement, growing by 9% in relation with the same period of the previous year. In this way, Cementos Argos showed consolidated operating revenues close to 4.2 billion pesos, growing by 16% in relation to the same period, 2013. The consolidated EBITDA amounts to 805,000 million pesos, showing an increase of 8% when compared with the same quarter, 2013. The EBITDA margin was at 18%, presenting a temporary reduction due to the greater relative weight of the United States within the consolidated results, given the recent acquisition and the temporary reduction in the margins of the Colombia Regional Division generated by the pressure in prices that of imports and some competitors in the northern area of the country. Finally, net profits as of September were close to 217,000 million pesos, growing 69% in respect of the same quarter, 2013. Let's now go to the results of the energy business between slides number 16 and 18. Celsia presented positive results during the third quarter, although some hydrology factors and the coming into operation of two thermal electrical plants affected the results somehow. During the period, hydrological contributions continued to be under the historical average. However, general behavior was better than during the second quarter. This less negative behavior added to the high availability of natural gas and the reduction in the expectations of occurrence of southern oscillation phenomenon caused an important decrease in the stock exchange price of the energy. In the particular case of hydropower assets of Celsia, the contribution levels were very much under the average, with which the generation of hydraulic plants was lower than previous periods. On the other hand, thermal units of Meriléctrica and Flores II started operating during the months of July and August, for which reason they were out of operation. Additionally, in the Unit 1 of Río Piedras, we had a change of generator incorporating several improvements that will be seen in an extension of the life cycle and a reduction of costs, of maintenance costs in the future. As to the expansion plan of the company, on August 13, we announced the agreement executed with GDF Suez for acquisition of assets of the electrical sector in Panama and Costa Rica, which represents the first step in internationalization of the company. This transaction will be finished in December and will represent an increase of 30% in Celsius generation capacity. As to ongoing projects, Cook 1 and Low Tuluá reached progress of 94% and 97% respectively. It is forecasted that Low Tuluá between will go into operation at the end of the year, and Cucuana in the first quarter 2015. As to the fuel support project in Barranquilla, all works were finalized, and after the operative tests in October, the project was finished. Also, during the third quarter, Celsia made some announcements in relation to the Porvenir 2 project. On one hand, they announced the modification to the contract for purchase of stock celebrated, executed with a subsidiary of Integrar S.A. with the purpose of extending by a year the term for acquisition of the shares issued by said company. On the other hand, it was informed that the competent authorities were informed about the impossibility of complying with the obligations of Firm Energy, considering that to this date, the construction of the plant has not started. As to figures, the energy generated by the organization during the third quarter 2014 reached 4.725 gigawatts hour, which is 10% of the total production of the National Interconnected Grid, SIN. Out of this generation, 57% was hydric and 43% was thermal. Consolidated operating revenues were close to 1.9 thousand million pesos, growing by 10% in relation to the revenues in the same quarter previous year. On the other hand, the consolidated EBITDA at the close of September increased by 14%, reaching 742,000 million pesos with an EBITDA margin of 31%. Net profits were at 171,000 million pesos in relation to these 205,000 million pesos obtained in September 2013. Let's now go to the real estate business results between slides 19 and 21. The revenues from September for the urban development business line were 4,329 million pesos coming from the D5 premises of the Portal del Genovés 2 project, which was expected to happen on October. In the property business in September, we opened the Vivo Villavicencio Shopping Center, the largest in this region in Colombia. It's important to remind you that this project was developed together with Éxito Group and represented an investment close to 230,000 million pesos. This shopping mall has 145 business establishments and 131,000 meters of constructed area. As to financial figures, revenues as of September amounted to 51,000 million pesos, increasing 9% in relation to what was reported the previous year. The EBITDA was close to 14,000 million pesos in relation to 18,000 million pesos on the third quarter 2013. This reduction was due to a decrease in revenue during the quarter as a result of a lower activity in lot deed preparation. However, it is expected that in the last quarter of the year, the number of deeds and formalizations of lot purchases are made. It's important to point out that these figures are the total real estate business and include all the real estate operations of the Argos Group. In the third quarter of the year, we can highlight the opening of the bulk plant in the Tolu terminal with an immediate positive response of the market, and with the import and helping with the import of over 50,000 metric tons of cereals. Imports through this terminal generated savings over 15% in land transport for cargo with destination Medellin. Continuing with the investment plan in different terminals, we signed the contract for construction of the bulk terminal of Compass in Buenaventura, Agua Dulce, which will also have the most efficient infrastructure for metal coal exports of the regions of Boyacá and Cundinamarca with a main destination of the Asian market. It is expected that this new terminal will come into operation in the first quarter of 2016. On the other hand, Compass started works for adapting its terminal in Barranquilla with this first phase construction of 380 additional meters of pier. With this, they will complete four peering positions on the Magdalena River, one of them specifically destined for meeting the imports and exports of different types of hydrocarbons. As to the operation during the quarter, we had a reduction of Buenaventura bulk shipments because of delays in the dredging of the pier, given the unavailability of dredging machines in the area. However, the total medium load in metric tons grew by 1.5% in the quarter. This thanks to the beginning of the bulk operation in Tolú. As to financial figures, Compass operating revenues as of third quarter 2014 exceeded 91,000 million pesos, growing 22% in relation to the same quarter 2013. The accumulated EBITDA would reach 26,000 million pesos and grow by 37% in relation to the same period of the previous year. This figure is generated by an increase in revenues, lower growth in corporate expenses, and an increase of the gross margin. Let's now go to the coal business result between slides number 26 and 28. Sator, in the third quarter, continues to improve its results, highlighting the positive EBITDA during the quarter, thanks to a greater sales dynamics and lower costs and expenses. On the other hand, Sator has managed to divest its underground mines in the departments of Boyacá, Cauca, and Cundinamarca to focus in the operations of the open-air mine in Córdoba. Likewise, they closed operations in the San Martín mine. From the operative front, in the period from January to September, we sold 376,000 tons, opposed to 327,000 tons in the previous year, which represents an increase of 15%. It's important to point out that during the first 4 months of 2013, the Bijao mine in Córdoba was closed. As to financial figures, revenues grew by 19%, reaching 48,000 million pesos. EBITDA was 377 million pesos, compared with a figure of minus 11,500 million in 2013. This difference is the result of the administration's plan for closure and divestment of the mines and the restructuring of the operating expenses that has been implemented during the year. In slides number 29 and 30, you may see the debt profile of the individual debt profile of Argos Group and the results of the recent bond issue. As we mentioned before, the Argos Group had a successful bond placement during the third quarter, this being the greatest issue in the history of the debt market in Colombia of a private company in the real sector. At the close of the quarter, the total debt amounted to 1,000 million pesos and the average cost closed at 7.1%. With resources coming from this issue, the company prepaid some bank loans for a short and medium term with several entities. Going to slide number 31, you can see the total consolidated assets of the company, where you can see strategic investments and portfolio investments, and where you identify the interesting diversification of sectors that allow us to have a very positive results dynamic. Likewise, you can see the interesting growth of the portfolio value, which went from 20.5 billion pesos, 1,000 million pesos in September 2013 to 21.2 thousand million pesos in September 2014, increasing by 3.4%. It's important to point out that this increase is only taking in account the value generated in the stock listed companies since developing assets for this assessment are still shown in figures with this spin-off process. Thanking you once again for your participation, we now give the floor to the operator to start the question and answer session. You may proceed. I would like to remind you now that in order to ask any questions, please press your asterisk key followed by 1 on the keyboard or your phone. Asterisk 1 for questions. And your first question comes from Mr. Alejandro Izaza. Go ahead, Mr. Izaza, please.
Good morning to all. Thank you for your presentation. I would like to ask a couple of questions. Since you issued this 1,000 million pesos issue
What use have you forecast for these resources? Are there some opportunities for future investments or injecting capital to one of the business of the company? The second thing would be why, if the business is dependent on the peers, in the quarter, in the containers that were transported and general cargo load, do we have these strong increases in the quarter? And finally, do you have an on-site business projection, excluding other, a forecast of how much the rent in revenue should be from this business for this year, perhaps for the next one? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alejandro. I'm Ricardo Sierra. I'll start with your first question about the 1,000 million pesos resources from the issue. What we did was replace around 700 million of short and medium-term bank debt. That was the main objective. It was a restructuring of the debt. The other 300,000 million pesos that we got from the issue will be basically used for investments in the topics that we have already been working on. As you may have seen this year, we purchased some Celsia market shares in some pre-agreed operations. Also in the real estate issue, we have some investment commitments. Let me remind you that we have some investment program that commit resources for 1,200 million pesos in the projects that are already being constructed, and this will be basically the destination of the resources. As to Compass, I'm very pleased to say that the competitive position of Compass in relation to other businesses in the port market is that we have multi-purpose ports, and that is why the bulk business starts becoming relatively important. We have a percentage of the Colombian market that is significant thanks to the location and efficiency of the unloading technology we have. So even if the container and bulk container business has grown, the bulk business has been very good. In Barranquilla, we finished preparing the liquid terminal. We have made some support tests for Celsia, for the thermal plant of Celsia. And we expect this plant to start a commercialization business of liquid fuels, I think. Having a multi-purpose port will allow us to compensate for the shortfall in containers. In the figure in total, total rent doesn't exceed 8,000 million. We should practically duplicate the figure. I don't have the exact information, but I could send you this along with Sebastian, but this is more or less how it will work. Thank you very much. The next question comes from Catalina Ricaurte of Porvenir. Good morning. My question is in relation to slide number 8. If you could explain conceptually how you present operating income and EBITDA of the portfolio business line and how you conciliate these figures with the figures you present in the individual profit and loss statement. In the portfolio line, basically what we have is we have included all other businesses that don't have an individual line. So we have included the Sator business or the whole business for sale of shares, and also included dividend businesses. So that is basically what you see here. That is the consolidated report. There's when we take all these figures to profit and loss statement, this is something that is practically the same whole figure, the exception of the equity methods of Satora and Inter Ejecutiva. Otherwise, all of that goes into that report. But about the EBITDA, conceptually, of the portfolio area, consolidatedly, what does it mean? The portfolio EBITDA includes basically the sales we do in portfolio. We have sold the Sura Group preferred shares. And the other income we have from the portfolio is dividend income, or dividend revenues, which are also operating revenues of ours and affect the EBITDA of the Argos Group. These figures will explain the Pareto, the full Pareto of this line. The sector you mentioned is small, right? Yes, it's small. It's the investment sales lines and the dividend line. Okay. Thank you. Perfect. We could give you a breakdown of this portfolio line. If you want, we can talk with Celestiana and we can give you that information. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Catalina. The next question comes from Germán Zúñiga of Bancolombia. Good morning to all. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one, I would like to know what progress have you made in the investment process of the Agua Dulce port, and what possibilities there for Cementos Argos to participate in the asset investment of the FAT holding, with countries that have asset availability. Thank you very much. Germán, good morning. As to the Agua Dulce port, let me tell you some very important news. We awarded the construction contract of the port, the full contract, not only for bulk area, but also for the part of the two associates of the project, which are ICTSI, the Philippines, and Singapore, another company from Singapore, which is, are two top five companies in the container world. This construction contract was awarded, and we hope that very soon we might receive the machinery on site. We are in the final designs. That's going pretty well. Let's also remember that the dredging has already finished, so we have 14 ports available, which gives us a huge competitive advantage with large, very large vessels that will allow us to offer a very differential product and will help with the competitiveness of the country very much. The access to the port is at 70% progress, with very little to go so that we can get to the site. So we're making pretty important progress. As to Holcim, Nafarsi Holcim had some packages on sale in Asia, Brazil, Canada, Europe, and the Cementos Argos company has been assessing the operations that are on sale. And we are still analyzing it, but we could give you further information on that later on. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Herman. And right now we have no further questions, so we now conclude the third quarter 2014 results presentation and thank all the participants. Thank you very much. Thus, we end the conference today. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect from the call. Thank you very much.